This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That was the voice of Will Compton on his podcast via FanDuel, and he thinks Harold Landry, good fit, a minion for Mike Vrabel, as the Patriots collect what seems to be good locker room guys, culture guys. We see your phone calls lining up, 617-779-7937. Before we jump back to the phone lines, Fitzy, you think it's weird? So I brought up Bentley as a guy who could be, at the very least, out of reps. I don't even know, out of a job, out of a captaincy. Kyle Duggar.
Why do you think that's the case, dude? Because, I mean, he's a good football player.
He's fine.
He's good. I think he's a good football player. What is he now, like six?
I don't think he's good for what they want to be. Athletic, penetrating, speedier. Like, he's the opposite of all of that. No offense to him.
I think they may want, somebody, like, it very well could be a case of, like, hey, listen, guy, you got game left. It doesn't fit what we're trying to do.
But does this make a weird dynamic? And so we hear David Andrews rumors that maybe he's not going to be with the team this year.
Yeah,
it just feels like leadership-wise, Kyle Duggar and Jabril Peppers on the back end of the defense. I wonder, is there almost, because I hear Will Compton call Harold Landry a minion for Vrabel, and you bring in guys that have ties to either Vrabel or Terrell Williams on the defensive side of the ball. Is there going to be that weird, like, feeling out period in, you know, off-season workouts and then into mini camps and OTAs where it's like, who are the leaders? Like, I used to be a leader here, but you seem like you're kind of more tied in to the guy who's the boss now. I don't know. I just feel like there might be an interesting dynamic of leadership that'll have to evolve and develop there.
Because all of your previous leaders, locker room guys, oh yeah guys, Super Bowl champions are gone. Like, if David Andrews and Jonathan Jones are gone, that's it. There's no more Super Bowl winning guys on the roster at this point. So now you are really, really rebooting and kind of starting from scratch all over again. Now, there are people that Bill Belichick would gladly have on a football team remaining from his days as head coach here. But, yeah, this is a Mike Vrabel-styled reboot. And I don't think that's going to create some sort of, like, loyalty-based, like, who are his real minions? Is this the Vrabel mob? And you have to, like, get in line with the way he wants business done or get the hell out of town. I don't think there's going to be, like, intimidation or scare tactics deployed. I think he just wants to work with guys that he knows he can get through to and coach. And those are his new leaders. Like, the guys you've seen today, do not be surprised if, like, three of the guys that have been signed today are part of the new captaincy, if you will, on the 2025 roster.
I think there's probably a pretty good chance of that, and I am assuming Drake May will be a captain, so you're kind of filling out your leadership council.
So this needs to be brought up. So this just happened a few minutes ago. I'm sure it'll get addressed later on in trending sports news as well, but I think it merits an immediate discussion. What have we been talking about as priority number one for years, let alone now this offseason, especially for Drake May? Obviously, it's starting left tackle. So am I correct in seeing that the Houston Texans just traded Laremy Tunsil?
To the Washington Commanders, the team that already proved you can turn around faster.
Yes, that you can turn around in one season and go from 4-13 to 12-5 with elite quarterback play, good coaching, and a solid offseason.
Now they want to go to the Super Bowl.
Now they just got – who'd they get? They got Kinlaw today?
Yes.
Okay, that's good for them. He's probably a step up over Bobby Wagner if they hold on to him. And now they get one of the best left tackles in football?
For, quote, picks.
Picks.
Just picks.
What picks? If I see it's a second – if I see it's like a third and a fifth or like a third this year that can be a two next year, I'm going to want to punch the sun.
That optimism that Fitzy had last segment
it's
seems
be
dissipating.
I'm optimistic about the defensive side of the ball. At no point have I told you I'm optimistic about the offense yet. I said they have to turn their attention to it.
Right.
But I'm super optimistic about the defense. I'm just going to be
mad. If it was 1985, we'd be awesome.
Yeah, exactly. You could we're kind of lacking Willie Gault, Jim McMahon, who's a Walter Payton. Yeah, the offense was pretty good on that team too. But if the best, one of the best left tackles available was out there, and the Pats didn't get in, or the God,
Dan Ball, you have the return on that trade?
Yes, sir. From your favorite reporter, Ian Rappaport.
Oh crap!
All right, finalizing a deal: 5-time Pro Bowler Laremy Tunsil to the Commanders, a second rounder and a fourth rounder going back to the Texans, plus a third rounder this year, and then Houston sends a fourth rounder in addition to Tunsil. So 2-3-4 in exchange for Tunsil and a four.
You worded that weirdly.
I was reading directly off a tweet.
Said a second, a fourth, and a third.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say a second, a third, and a fourth?
I was organizing Ian Rappaport's tweet on the fly. So honestly, credit to you, Andy. You're right with his nickname, because that tweet was crap.
Was crap. And that makes me also wonder, is it right? When it's weirdly worded like that, it makes me wonder if it's right, unless they're in different years. But Fitzy, the point is still accurate. It's a lot to give up. Don't get me wrong. A second, a third, and a fourth is a lot to give up if that is the return for Laremy
Tunsil. That's a going for
it
style move.
And I'm fine with that because they're ready to go for it, right? They were in the NFC title game. They have their franchise quarterback. They have their franchise receiver. They think they're good enough. They have their defensive-minded coach. They've made some moves. They moved on from Jonathan Allen, correct? The defensive lineman.
Yes. He was out interviewing elsewhere today, yes.
Interviewing? I hope he wore a suit and brought his resume.
Maybe he got it at Milton's. All right, here's now Diana Rossini has reworded it, and here's what we have.
Oh boy,
the Texans
she'll be wrong
trading
too.
Pro Bowl, the Commanders. Yeah, Washington receives left tackle Laremy Tunsil and a 2025 fourth-round pick from Houston. Houston receives this year's third round and this year's seventh from the Commanders, a 2026 second and fourth. So four picks to the Houston Texans, one pick and a damn good player back to the Commanders.
Yes, Dan Ball.
Let it be known on behalf of Andy Hart that Ian Rappaport did tweet it incorrectly, and his tweet is now showing as edited.
Thank you.
And it's still wrong because he doesn't have the seventh router. So, that is all.
Wow. Now instead of calling him crap sheet, can we call him crap tweet?
Can we call him Diana Rossini's bitch? Because she just made him that by beating him to the punch. 617-779-7937. Back to the phone lines. And I'm very intrigued by this run of Mike's, so I'm going to stick with it. Mike in the car. What are your thoughts on what the Patriots are doing in free agency?
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, the sheer number of mics that call your show just indicates the lack of creativity of the parents of the 70s and 80s. But, you know what, I'm happy to be the tie-breaking mic, and there's only one Uber driver that calls your show, so I'm happy to hold that title. But here's the thing. I'm fine with the way things are going so far. Yes, I like offense just like everybody else, but this team has a lot of needs. How do you eat an elephant, boys? You do it one bite at a time. You can't address everything all at once, and you have to start somewhere. People are acting like, oh, they lost out on DK Metcalf. Metcalf said he didn't want to come here. Oh, they lost out on Godwin. No, he stayed with the team that he's known his whole career. Oh, they lost out on Stanley. No, he signed an extension with the team. So these are players that weren't even available to begin with. Just because someone's rumored to be a target for the Patriots, it doesn't mean that they were ever a realistic possibility. So who have they actually gone after and lost out on offense?
Godwin.
We don't know,
Godwin.
But none of those guys.
Godwin.
Yeah, but like I said, he stayed with a team that he knows. I mean, you guys were saying it yourselves. You already said it. He stayed with a team that he's familiar with and took less money to stay there. So, it's a case of maybe they didn't offer enough for the suck tax, Andy, as you would put it. But the point is, they've made some good signings to address needs. Maybe not the top needs, but they're still needs.
All right, thanks for the call, Mike. The one thing I'd push back against a little bit is the DK Metcalf thing. Oh, he said he didn't want to come here. He said he wanted to go to a warm weather team with quarterback stability.
That's right, because he wanted to go somewhere where he could burn cash. That's what he meant.
Yeah. So don't tell me he said he didn't want to come here. I said it earlier. Myles Garrett said he didn't want to play for Cleveland anymore. And then they handed him a ridiculous amount of money, and he said, I love Cleveland. The money is the... Exactly, Stiz. We should be playing that all show long, in and out of every break, because that is the big story in the National Football League. Money. So I don't really want to hear that DK Metcalf didn't want to come here. They offered him an extension with his current deal. They gave him $132 million in new money. What if you had given him $145 million in new money and made that new deal $163 million or whatever it would have been? You telling me he would have said no? You offer a better pick to Seattle. Seattle wins, he wins. So don't tell me they couldn't have had DK Metcalf. I think if they really wanted DK Metcalf, they could have got him. You know why I think they didn't want him, Fitzy? Is what we were just talking about. I don't think they think, and this
he's
is pure,
a good dude?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to say a bad dude, but a bad presence in the locker room, a bad magnet in the locker room for a young offense, a young team that is trying to build something. Maybe in 3 years, if they have three or four new players and whatever, it'd be a different situation. Yes, Dan Ball.
I also don't see him as a fit with the coaching staff. The DK Metcalf who eats multiple bags of candy and then one dinner at the end of the night, and just his general mindset with the way Mike Vrabel seems to go about things, same with McDaniels. I don't know how great the personality fit would have been with them.
Yeah, it may not have worked. And honestly, he's not as good a player as we act. Like, the more I looked at his numbers, I was like, huh. He's better in my mind than he is on the stat sheet. And I know there was some changes at quarterback and different things and coordinator and everything in Seattle. But it's not like DK Metcalf rolls out of bed and gives you 1,500 yards and 12 touchdowns every year. That's not exactly what he's been in the National Football League. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. We'll go to Joe in Melrose. Joe, what do you think of the Patriots' moves in free agency?
Melrose Joe.
Hey, guys. Yeah, no, I like the moves. I think they let the market come to them. They took the players that were available. I think I would rather had Josh Sweat instead of Howard Landry. But no, I think the one that stung over the weekend was Ronnie Stanley, because I think they kind of held hostage by the left tackle position. So they have to take it a left tackle at four, or they can trade down a little bit. But it's like one of those positions that gets pushed up in the draft. For the receiver, they probably have to take receiver at 38. But I mean, I like Tom Curran's plan or Phil Perry's plan, both of them. Trade a fifth round pick for Jacoby Myers and maybe get Cooper Kupp in here and then try to do something with 38. Maybe they can trade for AJ Brown with 38 and off him a boatload of money.
Thanks for the call, Joe. This Jacoby
cost more than 38 for AJ Brown, guys.
I don't know what it's going to cost. I don't know why they would trade him. That makes no sense to me if you're the Philadelphia Eagles. Although that theory I posed the other day that they wanted Myles Garrett would have been a good one. But guess what? Myles Garrett no longer available, so you have no need to free up cap space to get an elite defensive player. I also, the Jacoby Myers thing. Why are the Raiders trading Jacoby Myers?
I don't know why they would want to get rid of him, especially when Geno Smith doesn't have like the same volume of targets that he had up in Seattle.
Yeah, I don't get it. People keep throwing Jacoby Myers out there, and I've actually entertained the discussion. You and I have talked about it. We love Jacoby Myers. Do I think he'd be great? And if you had any concerns about a guy's attitude and leadership, I'd take Jacoby Myers in a heartbeat. But I was thinking about this driving home the other night. The Raiders are trading for a quarterback. The Raiders have Pete Carroll telling anyone who will listen they want to win sooner, not later. And yet they're going to trade their receiver? Why? Like, there's that makes no sense to me. He's not asking for a new $100 million contract and stamping his feet in the aisle at the grocery store. Jakobi Meyers should stay with the Raiders and see what they can be, you know, in Las Vegas. 617-779-7937. WEEI Afternoons. Up next, we're going to transition a little bit. There was a fun basketball game, an expensive basketball game at the Garden over the weekend. You might have heard about it. It was Lakers-Celtics, and the Celtics got the big dub because their big dogs played really, really well. Celtics-Lakers up next here on WEEI Afternoons.